Hi, dictation for Brittany William. B R I T N E Y W I L L I A M S. Date of birth is 3/18/1987. Date of accident 4/3/2024. Date of visit is 10/28/2024. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation subsequent to an accident where she was a restaurant driver leading and was involved in a rear-ending accident. The impact caused her headaches without any nausea, vomiting, dizziness, vertigo, or any other TBI symptoms. However, she started having some pain in the left shoulder, pain in the neck and the lower back and the right knee. Oh, currently she reports her headaches are 7 and neck pain is 6, lower back pain is 8 and is radiating to the right thigh on a lateral part. And right hip area is quite painful and tender. She feels there is a fracture inside. Right knee is also quite painful and is injured. Leg is swollen and she is unable to walk more than half a block without pain. She is getting an MRI of the hip and knee at this time from her chiropractor. And she is getting a brace for the right knee and she is getting an MRI done. At this time, pain is from 7 to 10 in all these areas and ADLs are affected. 20% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system review for additional history, substance abuse and compliance plan. And in the physical examination, blood pressure is 111/60, over pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 9/30/2024, dictation number 1002-015. Plan is to continue the physical therapy at the area of neck and lower back, left shoulder, right knee, and both SI joints, especially the right SI joint. And patient is provided with the medications, which are Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix is provided 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram is provided 50 milligram PRN for pain relief. Aleve is provided for GAD disorder, sleep and pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. And the MRIs are discussed with the patient at length for the lumbar MRI, where there is a herniated disc at L4, 5, L5, S1 and facet hypertrophy, which will be benefited with the injection of epidural injection. In the left shoulder, patient is found to have a supraspinatus tendinosus, which will require injection to the tendon area as well as to the infraspinatus tendon. She also has issues in the shoulder joint effusion and degenerative changes in the labrum, which may require intra-articular injections. The patient will discuss that with her family, herself, and other doctors who referred her. After that, the injections will be carried out. Thank you.